Time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Deanna Erickson joins us this morning in the studios to talk about a new center. I said it was kind of a museum, but that wasn't the right word, and center doesn't really communicate enough about it. So what do we want to call this really groovy new building that's opening up next month?
We're going to call it the Lake Superior Estuarium, which
I love it. I like it. Seems it's just got kind of a, I mean, I understand that it has to do with science, and yet it's just got kind of a Willy Wonka feel to it.
Yeah.
That really appeals to me.
Yeah, it's really grown on me. At first I was like, that's not even a thing, but now it's definitely going to be a thing.
It's definitely going to be a thing. Can you of course you can, this is your job. Can you explain what an estuary is? Just remind us what an estuary
is. So if folks live nearby, anytime you drive between Duluth and Superior, you cross the largest estuary in the Great Lakes, the St. Louis River Estuary. An estuary is just a place where two kinds of water meet and mix. So we have cold, chilly Lake Superior water and warm, nutrient-rich St. Louis River water. Sometimes it's saltwater, freshwater, but that's not really our deal here. And they mix together and they form a really amazing habitat and a great place for people to live.
Well, it's really going to be fun to get people to learn more about the estuary because it is really kind of unique and get them used to saying words like estuarine, which is still kind of a mouthful. There's something about all of those vowels mashed together that still gives me trouble, but people will learn stuff about it. So talk a little bit about what kinds of things are going to be available for people to enjoy at the estuarium over time that you can't see or learn about, for example, at the aquarium or the Marine Museum. I'm just trying to pick a couple off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to do, what the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve is trying to do with the estuarium is really tell a story about the St. Louis River, about the history of it, the natural history of it, and kind of the hope story of this whole community joining together to clean up a lot of problems that were generated in the past. So that story is really specific to us. But, you know, in the actual space, when you walk in, the entire floor is a giant map of the St. Louis River Estuary. All the walls will be murals of spaces, of places you can see by visiting the estuary, going around the St. Louis River. And there's lots of fun things for kids to do. And I think some really interesting insight, both on research that happens on the estuary, but also the people who work there and what they're doing and how cool they are. They're just really neat folks that are doing some amazing things on the St. Louis River.
And one of the neat things about a smaller community is that these are people that you may already know or that you can actually meet. You can walk into an office and say, hi, you know, I heard about the work that you're doing, and can you tell me more? You know, meet at various events around the community, that kind of thing, which is really cool. They talk about a large-scale exhibit hall. And so just how large scale are we talking here?
Well, we have a building on Barker's Island that we've had for a number of years, and we, thanks to NOAA, got a grant to renovate it. So one side of it is a really beautiful classroom space now and meeting space. And the other side, the whole hall itself, and I wish I could tell you the square footage because I should. If I was a proper museum professional, I would be able to do that.
Well, you could say it's a big,
it's big.
Womp
you
and
walk
big
in.
Thing.
Yeah, it's a big hall. You walk into it. It's really cool.
Or you'd have to compare it to either a football stadium or a hockey rink, and then people would know instantly how big it is.
Which kind of reveals my lack of sports abilities. Oh,
okay, at this point, we'll see.
It'll take you a little while to walk through it. Plan an hour for your, at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed in the news release that you sent out that you're having some of these exhibits built by an outfit that builds exhibits. Now, wouldn't that be a cool job?
Yeah.
To build museum exhibits for a living. But then there's a lot of stuff that it looks like is going to be constructed and put together by folks right here in the Northland, too.
Yeah. Well, really, most of it gets put together with a company in Florida that builds exhibits. And
right.
It is a... However, we are doing all the writing and the graphic design. So my idealization of working for a museum company is very small right now because it's very detail-oriented. You really have to think through what you want to say and what's important, and how to say it. And we have some big, beautiful photos we got taken, but it will be coming in a giant truck in September.
Okay, now that would be fun to watch. Uh-huh. Now, just to unload it and watch the installation.
We're going to go from nothing to everything in the course of 2 weeks. It's going to be pretty amazing to watch. I'll take a lot of photos and put them on our Facebook page.
Oh, do that. That'll be wonderful, fun to see. I'm kind of having a, because this is what I do now, I'm having kind of a Game of Thrones moment where some of the characters have this, Cersei's got this map of, you know, all of Westeros or whatever that she can walk right over. And you said there's going to be a map on the floor of the entire estuary.
Yeah, I think we get a little confused about what the estuary is because it's almost like this big, weird end of Lake Superior. But really it's, you know, the St. Louis River. It comes down from Seven Beaver Lake near Hoyt Lakes, Minnesota. And it's 192 miles to the Lake Superior. And I think we kind of miss the geography of it. But in my mind, all the stories are in the places. And so being able to show that the estuary at the scale that it is, it's massive. It's just a huge place. There's lots of estuaries along the south shore of Lake Superior in particular. But ours is really at a scale that's just beyond anything else. And so being able to see that and then realize, oh, here's the story of Spirit Island and Spirit Lake, and it's, you can see where it is relative to other places in the estuary. I think that's going to be really neat for people, and I think it will help them feel like they have access to places out in the estuary. Like, if you know where the access points to Eloise Bay are, you could go out there and you could see some of the birds that we talk about in the exhibit or find the great spots for fishing.
And I think once you see it, you know, humans seem to be such visual learners. Mm-hmm. Once we see it and see how it relates to, okay, well, here's the estuary and there's my house, or you know, whatever frame of reference you use, every time you drive over the bridge, you're going to look at it differently.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping. I think it's such a constant background in our lives, just much the way Lake Superior is. But it's so unique, globally unique. And so knowing really what we have, I think, helps us understand its value. And I'm hoping this space really inspires people and makes them proud of where we live and makes them proud of the people who live here and work in these places, because they do some amazing work and there are some really good stories here.
There are a lot of things. The more you delve into the community and kind of delve underneath in the community, the more you realize there are a lot of things going on here that are really unique that you don't find in a lot of other places. We have a lot of reasons to be proud other than the ones that perhaps you most often think about. And I think to get out there and really tell those stories of, hey, did you know how cool and unique we are, is really a good deal.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing people's reaction to it because I think it's going to be beautiful and fun, a fun space for kids, a fun space for families, and a great place for people to visit. It's on Barker's Island in Superior, so it's kind of an area where you can visit museums, you can play some mini golf, and then you can check out the estuarium.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. I'm looking forward to talking with you about it again, Deanna. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Lisa.
Deanna Erickson joins us this morning as our guest on Green Visions, and she's the education coordinator for the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.